Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. We're here checking in on Bravo. Kind of a weird week. We're recording this on a Monday. We're going to talk last week's Beverly Hills finale. We're going to talk Potomac, which I'm so excited is back, and Salt Lake City, which I honestly can't stand. Those are my
I think Salt Lake City is going to get better because at least they're getting to this fight. We'll get into it. At least they're getting to this fight quick, I think, with
fight
with Big Mama and what's her face, Whitney, with their fighting. When what's her name?
Okay,
the blonde girl. God, Heather. When Heather is passionate, yeah. That seemed real.
I guess
I don't hate Salt Lake City as much as I'm kind of. It's kind of okay. We'll get into it. But okay. What did I want to talk about with Bravo before? What were my topics?
I got a few random.
Oh, and I wanted to ask you.
Items.
Oh, yes. Okay. Since you went to see Hello Dolly, what's it called?
Jesus Christ, now I can't remember. Funny
when
girl.
You saw Lea Michele, does that make you want to see more Broadway, or are you good with Broadway?
I'm
Did
good.
It ignite
I would go,
something
I
in
would
you?
Go if there's a star. I'm not going to a random show. That's what I realized.
I wish you
would.
I God, I yeah, I'm dying to see Hugh Jackman. Is Hugh Jackman a star to you? And Sutton Foster,
he's
is that
a
her
star,
name?
But not a star that I would go see.
Oh, okay. See, to me, he has a glowing.
People love him. Yeah,
I love him too.
I'm not a huge.
I think I'd give a my. I think I'd have him like watch my baby after popping out of my vagina for a day. I trust him.
Handing the baby. Did you see that
video? I think those people are fucking garbage, and they are pieces of shit to put to do that with their baby. I think they are pieces of shit parents, and you can't.
Was it? No. Was it planned? Was that really a random?
I don't give a shit if it's planned.
Baby through a crowd, it's
so many things could have gone wrong.
So many.
They should be that baby should be taken and given to me. They are shit people.
I saw on Twitter people were like the baby's head trying to
hold that fucking neck.
It's terrible.
That poor baby. And The Rock has two daughters. Hold that baby correctly, Rock. I mean, The Rock, though.
Shocked.
He does no wrong to me. But
You know what I love about The Rock? I saw recently you said he's not running for president, which, like, thank God. But he said the reason why,
Mark
like,
Cuban.
It wasn't like I don't it's have open. Political experience. He was like,
he's got a good life. He doesn't want to fuck it up.
Well, he was like,
that's a
my
great
daughters
excuse.
Need a
yeah.
father. Right. It's a crucial age. So I was like,
he's a great, he seems like a nice guy. I like him.
Yeah, he does.
He hasn't crossed me yet.
The
rich
few
as
things
fuck
that I
still seems nice.
Flag that I watched. One is if anybody likes a Project Runway, which Justine doesn't. Runway, I have a list.
I used to.
Type show. There's one on HBO Max called Hype Squad with Offset, Beyonce's stylist, and some other woman, and it's all about streetwear, so like hip hop streetwear, and it's like seven episodes. Great, really enjoyed it. We blew through it. I would recommend. Hype Squad. I watched Hocus Pocus.
So much
2.
TV that this person's life will never get changed. The winner of that show. Hopefully, it does.
Yeah. Did you
I have not watched Hocus Pocus.
Pocus.
Okay. I'd love to, but I really don't know if I'll ever sit down and watch it. I really am out of time in my life.
Okay.
My kids are reaching an age where my brain's about to go blow off. I'm running out of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
When
they're
busy.
Young, I felt I had so much time. Now it's like, I just want them to be losers.
Right, I think it's cute. I enjoyed it. It was.
What would you give it?
It's,
I'll watch it.
I'd give it like a 70, 75.
Like done right.
To me, the big thing about Hocus Pocus is a nostalgia of like I was young and I loved this movie, and like now I'm adult watching like a kiddie type movie, and I thought it was cute and well done. It like didn't have the same nostalgic impact, but the witches were great. I love that they were back. So I mean, it was cute.
Sarah Jessica Parker. I'll watch her do anything.
Yeah, she was cute.
I don't know why.
They have these cute little actresses playing them as young witches in the beginning. They were great.
Yes, that looked cute. I put it on early for my kids, and then they zoned out. My oldest will sit and watch that. He'll watch a little kid movie like that. But I'd love to watch it. I need to sit down and do it. Honestly, I don't know if I'm going to at night. I need something to uplift me because I do get anxiety ridden at night. And who cares about my issue? Like my no issues. I don't have Jen Shaw issues, but I always want something to uplift me. So I'm kind of scared to watch. Like, is it scary?
Speaking of, no, it's not scary. It's cute. You would not leave being like, oh, I didn't want it. Was cute. Like, it's a cute movie.
I don't need a brain cleanser. Scary. Okay.
This was my last recommendation, which I would recommend watching, but I don't think you could handle it. I watched, or maybe you could, I don't know. I watched the Dream Team, whatever that's called, the documentary about like the 2008 Kobe and LeBron Olympic
that's
team.
That's interesting.
It was great, but yeah, so it's like the 2008 Olympic team, and it's essentially like
team.
Yeah, so it's the Olympic team. So it's everybody together, Dwayne Wade and him. Kobe comes on screen. He's so dynamic. Then there's a scene where it's him and the daughter, the one that's dead, and they're like hugging and they're at the Olympics. And I can't deal with that shit.
That's heavy shit.
It still makes me so sad.
It's heavy.
Like, so sad. I start crying. Dwayne's like, get it together. It's like, it's Kobe. I just like,
I don't know how. I don't blame you.
Even hearing him talk, it's
heavy.
I've never felt this way about somebody. I don't know. It's like, it fucks me up. And then when I saw the kid, I was like, I can't deal with this shit. This is the saddest thing I've ever seen. This daughter is attached to his side and they died together. It's just fucked up.
I get frozen in time when I see a clip about him, and you just wonder, would he have lived his life different had he known he was going to die so young? And Vanessa is the strongest person on the planet for what she goes out and lives. And I saw her smiling at a concert, and it's like, God bless her, because I get chills just even thinking about her. I don't know how she's really strong.
I've never flip flopped on a person more than the day before he died to the day he died, like ever. Like ever. I was not a Vanessa Bryant fan. Now I would.
Yeah, she's very
not that I can help, but you know what I mean?
I saw a clip, though, I think on TikTok of him like ramming over that Paul Gasol or whatever.
That was the clip. Loved that it. Was so this that is why I love Kobe.
Was a little aggressive, though, for that's his friend.
But this is why Kobe's greatest. He goes into the game and he was like, they were like, what, like, are you going to, I don't know, are you going to treat him differently? Whatever. He's the goddaughter of your kid. You're whatever. Like,
killed them.
He rolls out and just, and then it's like, bitch, what? And Pau Gasol was like, all right, we're fucked. Like, he knew right then, because him and Kobe are friends. Like, it's over.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was great. A great sports story. If people can handle the Kobe-ness of it all, I recommend.
She ever have sex again?
Maybe she is. We don't know.
No, I don't think she is. With who? Not against her, but I don't know if she emotionally can handle that. I don't know. I'm just fascinated but every inch of her life. I'm fascinated of how
I know.
And her going up against the sheriff's department
Disgusting. Disgusting. I know. We never talked about that. Yeah. I give her props.
It's crazy.
That was my random.
Oh, I wanted to say that reboot. Yeah. I changed my opinion on reboot. That's what I'm watching, some stupid sitcom. Mm-hmm. And also Abbott Elementary, phenomenal second season.
I've started it.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
It is.
It's a really excellent show. Yeah.
It is. Very well done.
Got it.
Let's start with a wrap of Beverly Hills. I saw your tweet calling it the longest.
It was. It's like, unredeemed. It started. They say in like July.
Yeah.
That's too much.
It was too long. I have never been excited for a reunion. You guys know us. If you've been listening a while, we're not reunion people.
It does look
people.
Good.
That reunion trailer looks fantastic. Kathy Hilton off the rails. Love it. I'm here for it.
I'm starting to think Housewives, I feel like once it's all over, we're all going to be smacked across the face that everything was fake.
It's fake. Like the Hills.
Everything. Like on that, I'm sold now because on that dumb show, The Reboot, the girl is arguing with the one girl and she's a old reality TV star. She was supposed to be like on a Bachelor or something like that. And she's like, it's all scripted. And it seems so they're just trying to tell us that all reality TV is bullshit, maybe in the very beginning. But Kyle, I just don't believe this whole Kyle and Erica and Lisa Rinna. Out of them all, it seems this is really put on this season.
Yes. And I think it's two things. I think that probably a lot of it is fake, or a lot of it is set up and then you let the actors do what they do, if you will. Meaning like you put Karen and whoever in a room and you let them go, like that's set up. But what happens there may be
Karen Huger.
Like, yes, like Potomac
real. I know.
Feels more real. They're still setting up the situation.
They're fresh.
The content is real. My issue with this,
those women are alive.
Beverly Hills, ugh, the best. There's nothing like Potomac. It's so fresh.
It's great.
It's fresh, but it's old, and that's how you know it's fucking good.
Yes,
like it feels.
It's on New York City level.
You're like, yes. It's like, this is fucking great. This is what I'm here for. When I'm watching, when I was watching Beverly Hills, when Rinna and Erica are like standing up in their ridiculous blue outfits, like the wicked stepsisters of Beverly Hills, going, yeah, we.
I was just fixing like, their tits in the mirror. I know.
It's like, what are we watching? Why? And why isn't this show the shit we don't see of the publicist watching?
Exactly.
And like, if it's going to be real, give us that shit. I'm
who was Gretchen. It was Gretchen's old assistant from Real Housewives of Orange County. I didn't realize.
Yes. He's the publicist. Where's that? Like,
why
is
he moving on up to Beverly Hills?
Right.
Gretchen, piece of garbage person. She should still be on The Housewives.
Yeah, she was good.
And
I just don't understand why we're not getting the real footage. We're not getting, we're watching six episodes about Kathy Hilton having a meltdown, not seeing Kathy Hilton.
Why even include it?
We're not seeing the publicist trying to get the tea with his ear 1 foot away from a conversation.
Right.
But the international viewers got to see that. That doesn't make sense to me.
That pisses me off right there. It should
that
all
really
be
pisses me off.
The same. And where's all this extra footage that they're not showing us? Charge us. Yep. Have a whole channel, a pay-per-view channel. I'd rather watch that than watch what they're giving us.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of a piss poor ending. I hate these charities. Oh, we're it's a charity for Grace Kelly for a certain charity. Well, for what charity? Where's all this fucking money going to? What's the charity?
I know. The so charity stupid. Events in Beverly Hills is like, it's too much.
Hermes bags when everyone's starving in this world.
The Hermes.
It's just dumb. I just,
jumping over each other to get to
I
the bags.
Burn them all.
It's just like, I know.
I hate it. I hate that shtick.
I don't like there's a nasty undertone to this entire season to me. Like just like an ick level to like the just Diana and Sutton. That was icky to me. I hated the way that whole situation.
Diana ruined it. Right.
Diana herself. Then Rinna, this
wasted
episode,
time.
You want me to sweep this under the carpet? I'll get sick and get cancer and I'll die. So vile. It's like, shut up. This shit is ridiculous.
And her with
you're
the long wig.
From I know. Kathy Hilton cussing you out one night. Enough. I don't know.
And then I understand that it's going to mess up Kyle's whole real life, but is it really the producers that used to cover her ass are gone and now they want to expose Kyle? Is Kyle getting karma? Is her real, she's really a piece of garbage in real life?
I mean, listen, I have an idea. You've had two sister relationships supposedly ruined by being on reality TV. Don't be on TV if your family's so important. Like
in a flashback,
your husband has enough money where you do not need to work. This is not about getting a paycheck. This is about fame. You could just act in movies. People would leave you alone and your family relationships would be your family relationships to manage.
Or keep your sisters off and fight with Crystal.
Exactly. Right. Don't like pull the Teresa and blackball Melissa for 10 years. You know what I mean? Like you gotta hold the line.
Someone posted a picture of Kyle and Melissa Gorga. I judge Kyle would be friends with Melissa Gorga on the girls trip.
Man, you flipped on Kyle. Last week you were like team Kyle. Now you're over it.
Well, I think Kyle's a piece. Oh, no, I think Kyle is the reason that she could easily keep her relationships intact with her sister.
Yeah.
She's the one inviting Lisa Rinna over.
Yeah.
She's the culprit.
Yeah.
I think that she's a bigger piece of shit than anybody on the show. She's got more pull and more swing than any of these ladies.
She does.
I would love to go back and watch Lisa Rinna's first couple episodes on the show.
That'd be interesting.
She acts like she's an OG, but I don't know what season she joined.
I don't remember either. God, it feels like they've been on forever,
though. I don't hate Lisa Rinna like everyone hates her because I just feel like she's at least trying. Sutton and Garcelle and Crystal, they're nice, but like what's happening?
Nothing really is happening. No, Rinna is key. The question is Rinna fake?
I don't think she's a good person. Right. She's just kind of acting too much now.
are we in an episode blowing it up? The Young and the Fearless, or whatever it's called. The Young and the Faithful. What's that called?
Young and the Restless.
Thank you.
Young and the Fearful. I love it. I think without Erica, these past few seasons would have really, really leaned on Erica for a lot of the real drama. Without it, what would we have? And it would kind of probably be like a New York City season where it's just, there's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else would there be?
I enjoyed the drama. Like, there was some fun drama this season. I just really want to see if the reunion is going to be what they edited it to appear, which is like Kathy Hilton blowing everything up and everything falling apart. If it's not,
I hope so.
It's a huge disappointment.
I fear that it's going to be a disappointment. Yeah, I do too.
I want some drama here, folks.
Kathy Hilton's great. She should be a full-time housewife. There's no reason. She's the star of the show. Her and Erica.
Again, like, Kathy Hilton might be a terrible person. She probably is. But she's excellent television. And we've had other terrible people on TV. So just give her a spot.
I'm not here to watch the Golden Girls. I'm here to entertain me. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Erica Jane is. She's garbage, but she's great TV. She's nuts. Her and Kyle going at each other about the publicist.
That's hilarious.
She doesn't back. She treats Kyle different.
Yes. Give me the information. Give me the information. And Kyle's sitting there like, I have the information. But she wouldn't just be like,
Kyle's a leader of it.
Yeah. But also she's a leader, but she hides this acting like a pussy. Do you know what I mean?
She's
like, her emotional front makes it seem like she's like a compassionate, calm person when she's really like pulling the strings behind and using that as emotional manipulation. Like, she could have sat there and nutted up with Erica and been like, oh, I will give you here are the receipts. Like, if you're going to say something, say it and be bold and do
it. She plays that part, that little meek whatever, but she's two-faced. Yeah. And that's why Erica knows who's pulling the strings. Kathy says that Lisa Rinna got Lisa Vanderpump off the show. I truly believe it was Kyle Richards. I think Kyle Richards is the ultimate snake of all time. And it's really coming to light.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
I'm kind of just done with her and Mo and the whole situation. What more can we get from them?
Somebody had a great point. Like, they're having some Netflix show and somebody was like, have any of her daughters ever been compelling enough on TV to warrant, like, are we interested? And it's like, no, I think we're not.
I could watch her carry Portia up and down those stairs. I still can't get over that.
No, love Portia
in the morning.
Star,
no, that's funny.
Yeah.
I like watching Kyle Richards, but I would love if they could just come up with a whole new friend group. There's a million dynamic. I just want some real friends that I know that we say this about them all, but, and they are starting to become, I think if they didn't have Diana and even Crystal doesn't fit in the group.
Yeah. Agreed.
Crystal's a nice lit girl and all, but she's got a nice life. You don't need to be on TV.
I know.
Got That's a nice husband
choice. Right. Right. It's weird.
What were you going to say about Garcelle? I interrupted you.
Oh, just that. I like, Garcelle's the only one that keeps it real to me, and she always just says it straight up and just leaves it, and that's a rarity, and I think it's lost on this cast. But I love her. I just love
about
her
the sisters.
She's like,
she gives good advice. Yeah.
Yeah, she does. Just like, she keeps it 100 and keeps it moving.
Well, that's the reality of it. But Kyle
for the show.
Kyle wants to blow up things, and you forget Kyle's the baby. You would never think Kyle's the Khloe Kardashian of the crew.
Yeah, she is the baby. It's true.
And Kim is her only full sister. Not that that matters, but Kathy and her.
Oh, they're
only half. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She's got a different dad.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's talk Potomac. What a joy. You know
I
what?
I love it.
I love it. I also love that no matter how many seasons Giselle has fashion issues, she continues to just stay in her lane. She doesn't give a shit. Her hair looks terrible. Did you see the streaks she had going on?
I don't look at anything but her face.
Well, her face is great.
When she's staring, I just can't keep my eyes off her face. Yeah.
Yeah.
In that house. My eyes are really like, I don't really notice something's wrong with me. I don't know. Like, when we're watching Love Island and stuff, how I don't notice sandals and things. I kind of zone out.
Wearing for like six weeks.
stare. I think people think I'm weird in real life because I stare at their face too. I think I have an issue.
Okay. You're just a face stare.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. I couldn't get over Karen's face when they were at the park. There's something happening like in the eye region of where the work is starting to fail. And she was like excited and her face was
age
like,
is coming.
Like,
yeah.
Oh,
seven seasons with these people
stops working. Yeah.
What did Ashley do to that body? She looks like a Barbie doll.
She looks unbelievable. Unbelievable. And very weird situation.
Wish there was still Playboy. She'd be I want to see it naked because not to be a perv, but it looks like there's not a wrinkle or a stretch mark or a cellulite to be found. I mean, it looks like she has the perfect body.
I know. It's really unbelievable. I guess I didn't realize how
No, I noticed Robin's hair.
Okay, there we go.
But I think she's cute, but I noticed Robin's hair. Yeah.
Ashley, I guess I didn't realize, like, is she really, like, she doesn't pay a single bill. She has no knowledge of any money. Like, when she said that, where I was like, wow, is this the life you're living? That's crazy.
That's
crazy with a dude who's out here just like disrespecting left, right, and center. And you're not even collecting receipts. You're not doing anything.
That's why she's doing it. Yeah. They have a deal.
It's crazy.
They got a deal. Yeah. And then the whole house thing. She wants to go live in a nice house. She don't want to live in a dump. So she's just going to, Karen says, she's playing the game. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like
that. Yeah. Oh, I was going to say that's okay. I just find her sad from the get, from even marrying that lunatic loser.
Yes.
I've gotten over the judgment of it.
Own it. You should say,
right.
Yeah, I got to get divorced because I'm over it, but I'm going to I got to get a house.
That's what Giselle's problem is. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Like, be upfront about it. Don't act like you're just her descriptions, the explanations. Well, you know, it's the threesomes. It's this. It's like, what are you talking about? Be real.
Yeah. Like, wait, he wanted to have a threesome, but I didn't. So now you're getting divorced. What?
Let's name it. He's gay on the low and we all know it. What are we talking about?
He doesn't want to be with another woman. He could care less if there's a woman around.
He wants to be with Juan.
Yeah. I do not want to be with Juan.
I have to say that the first second that Wendy appeared on my screen, I groaned.
Love anti Eddie, though. I feel bad for Eddie. I used to love Wendy, but she does kind of bug me because I don't like her storylines because I think she's smarter than what she puts out there.
Meeting with Peter Thomas to create a lounge where you're going to have kids. What a dumbass idea. You're a fucking doctor.
Don't go into business with him. That's what I mean. Peter Thomas, it doesn't make sense.
You can't take shades off at 12 p.m. He's taking double shots of Patron. This is your business partner. You're a fucking doctor. Get it together. There's
she should have a show on CNN where she's talking about stuff, or even like a judge show.
I feel like we're placing something on her. She doesn't want to place on herself. She wants to be a celebrity housewife bullshit. That's the vibe she gives. Product lines and lounges.
I don't know what it. And saying that Peter is super successful, is he? I don't think so.
That's what I was thinking.
Stupid lounge that he's somewhat of a partner of.
North Carolina. I don't
And I feel like something weird went down there with it. Nothing against Peter. I actually do like Peter, but and I find him I think he's adorable. I think he's cute. I mean, he gives off a handsome vibe, even though he did look dead in those pictures having sex with that girl or something. But
he did look dead.
He goes, oh, you're not going to see any profit within. And then he's like, what was it, a couple years or something like that? Then 300 grand and you're only going to see 25% of the 20% or it's like, this seems so scammy.
Yes. No one
wants to be in the restaurant. And don't go against, you're setting your marriage up for demise. Eddie can go get anyone. I think Eddie is the cutest thing on the whole planet.
So dumb. Drives me.
We forget that his family doesn't like Wendy, I think, because he doesn't talk to his family. We all have glazed over that huge fact.
Yeah, that's huge as well. It's a big red flag.
And it seems like Wendy has a big problem, big thing with that, right?
Yeah, I don't.
And Eddie doesn't seem like the type that would be fighting with his family.
No.
You think he's nice?
Yeah.
He seems nice, right? How did he get trapped with this big mouth?
I know. There's something about Wendy that I just can't stand. Similarly, Mia.
I don't hate her like you do, but I hate Mia. Yeah, I like Wendy more than Mia.
I don't like when they present. Don't present it to me as fake sickness, because then I'm never going to believe she's sick.
I'm done with her for life. I'm done with her for life.
Is it fake? We don't know. What if it's real? And then we're the assholes with the fake cancer.
I was on Instagram following that. I remember we talked about it on here. And she claimed that she had breast cancer on Instagram, that it diagnosed breast cancer. Then now all of a sudden she's got lumps that may be spreading throughout her whole entire body. And the way that she talked to her mom about it, like she was like annoyed that her mom even brought it up. Weird. And that was liar face and eyes. And the whole thing about no one gives a shit if you're owning your house or and now you're in Potomac and the kids have she's a fraud. And then the whole thing coming out lately with the brother took all their money and their they made it seem like they had some very successful chiropractic company, if that's the right word. And now the brother, did you see that recently? They're saying that his brother took all their money and they're pretty much just flat out broke and got completely scammed by their brother. There's a lot of weird shit that goes on with Mia. I gave her the benefit of the doubt and now I got scammed. I'm out. I'm out, dog.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out. There's something off about it. What I love about Potomac, they're talking about it immediately.
Giselle's that's why it's okay.
It's in conversation. I'm here for it.
That's the first thing they say to her is like, don't lie about cancer. But the second they see her and Giselle yelling at Wendy at the party.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Candace and Chris seem headed for divorce. That would be my analysis. He seems not well. I don't know. What do you think?
I think they really boggle my mind, their whole relationship. I love Candace. I'm a Candace apologizer, but he's out all night long. That's not a good sign. And then Giselle's coming out saying that he's kind of hitting on her.
Uh-huh. What did she say? Like, he's a sneaky lick, which I love, but this is the thing. There is an energy between, if you're at a doctor's appointment for a fertility to freeze your eggs and you're fighting in front of the doctor, like a public argument, bad sign. Candace's issue is she does not know when to ask or bring up anything. She's somebody who, how are you feeling? I'm hungry. Oh, I'm going to fucking blow your world up. You know what I mean? Like, she does not pick the right times to say shit. And
that's my problem. That's probably why I feel kinship with Candace.
Yeah. You have that same, you have the inability to wait for the moment, right?
Yeah.
She has that same thing. And she just makes things so much worse by always blowing it up at the wrong time. And then it's like, you're the next
J-Lo.
She's
a mental
case.
What are we doing? Yeah.
Yeah. She's nuts. Yeah. That's great.
Chris is a loser too.
Yeah.
And she's got no respect for him. And they've always been fighting. There's always something weird about him.
Always.
And he's not cute.
And it was better when he was like a chef, you know? It was he's a chef. He works nights. He's exclusive. He's got this restaurant. Now he's like a general manager of somebody else's place.
Definitely smoking blunts out by the dumpster, getting his dick sucked sure.
I think, yes. And the restaurant industry is not a healthy industry to be in.
No.
To be healthy and be active in the restaurant industry is hard. Like, your hours suck. You're on your feet. The food sucks. You got to be up. You got to be out.
It's degenerate. Not all of it's degenerate. I mean, I worked 15 years of my life in the restaurant world. It's so much fun, but it's degenerate life. Unless you're living in chef, unless you're chef from the bear.
You're listening. You're working on different hours. Yeah. All of it. Yeah.
And you're around young little tight ass girls who are all cute and they have no problem. They got no stress, no nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite.
I see them. Do you see them staying married?
No.
I like her. I loved her reaction to Ashley getting divorced though.
Yeah.
I love Candace. I can't keep my eyes off of her. If they get rid of her, big mistake. Cause she is the flame of that show. She keeps it going.
A lot of drama. My favorite quote of the episode is when Karen, talking about Mia, said, I wouldn't have gone to Instagram. I'd go to Jesus. I love that.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Karen just saying, oh, I got to zipper up my pants walking into the house. She's so fun. It's just so, it's so fresh. It saves Bravo for me.
It does. I agree.
It gives me hope that there is actually real housewives.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed.
And hold on. What was I going to say? Oh, I think Juan and Robin, I think they need to drop that whole storyline. I like Robin as a dead housewife. She's really got nothing going on, but I like her there. I would miss her because of her real friendship with Giselle. It's real. But I don't think that they need to get married. I think everybody needs to relax. Who cares if they get married or not? What's the problem?
I don't care either. Yeah.
Why?
To me, it's either you want to get married or you don't.
And who
Why
cares?
Are we having a four-year engagement? You've already been together. Who gives a shit? Then don't get married. You obviously
you
don't
were married.
Why are we
just
forcing?
Live together? Right.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't want to hear about it anymore. But, and I don't want to hear about Giselle's house. But I do love her daughters.
I do.
They're
love
so cute.
Telling her outfits are played and tired. Like, yeah, teenagers, man, brutal.
But they know their mom. It's not like it's a very nice relationship.
Right. All right, let's talk Salt Lake City. So what do you're liking it? I find myself, I could care less about all this shit. I don't know why.
The only thing that's keeping me going is Jen Shaw. That to me, I can't believe that they're talking even a lick about anything, but she's facing all this time in prison and they're worried about Meredith in what, Jen, is that her name? What's her name? Lisa. Meredith and Lisa.
Yeah.
That's what blows my mind. I mean, the whole thing with this shaman and them, if I was Jen Shaw, I would throw a hissy fit and rip my blankets off and be like, how can any of you bitches be crying about anything? I'm going to prison. Like, that is the biggest thing in the whole world. And I think it's fascinating that. Right. But it's the reality that all these women are crying about what? And this bitch is going to prison. So it just it fascinates me that she even puts up with it. I would seriously probably just. It fascinates me that she can even go.
She is.
It's what saves her, I guess, because I don't know if I would suffocate my family before I would. I don't even if I was going to leave my kids for a decade. I don't know if I would. I don't know if I could leave them. I'd want to spend as much time as possible. And
I see what you're saying. And she goes on family because
just like try to get as much time. I just find it healthy, I guess, in a way that she can even step away from that to go on this girls trip.
Healthy? Problematic? It's like, I don't think she's.
I don't know what it is. It's fascinating.
Well, it's a level of delusion.
Right.
That I think
that's what keeps me watching.
This is what's amazing. She's this episode. She's continuing to say she's not guilty.
Right. Right.
She did not do this. She's innocent. She's saying that shit the entire time. She believes this. I believe this. Like, I think she has created, like, she might be like psychosomatic, where she's like creating a false narrative in her head.
I think she's guilty
that way.
But is she?
She's fucking guilty.
But is there a world where she's not guilty, but she pled guilty because she was scared she was going to get all the guilty?
Yeah. There's
so
a
there,
definite,
there could
I mean,
be
plea,
a chance.
This happens all the time.
There's proof. That's obvious proof, I guess, right? That you she know, is guilty. There's no way she's not, like, right?
I just keep going back to it's a federal coordinated case.
That's what brings.
That's the part. Like, we always go back to that, but it's not, you know, the Atlanta rural county sheriffs bring in a case that's like riddled with errors. This is no offense to Atlanta. This is like a coordinated federal. There's probably folders of evidence.
No, it's definitely
trucks.
True. And she's just such a criminal that she's playing this game still, which.
Yeah.
So 75% of the show I could give a shit about. And then the 25 of Jen Shaw is what keeps me coming back. But I'm angry with Bravo for even like, I feel whatever Whitney had a bad childhood. I don't give a flying fuck.
I don't either. Couldn't.
Neither does your husband, Whitney.
No one cares.
Your husband's zoned out.
What I love. Like,
he doesn't care.
Things I love women sitting down alluding that Lisa's exchanged sexual favors for
That's great too. That is great too.
That's hilarious. Because when Heather,
that
then when Heather
give
goes
some heat to the season, right?
She was like, who's she servicing? Bartenders? Bar owners? The distributor? That was funny. And the and the fact that they feel comfortable saying that about another person on the show tells you what type of women we're dealing with.
Like, yeah.
You're like,
they hate Lisa.
For tequila, they hate her. That's crazy.
And I love Lisa pretending she talks to her kids. Like, her kid doesn't want to go to college. And she's like, just reason with me about who talks to their kids like that.
First, if my kid at 17 is coming to me and telling me they're not going to college and we haven't already had a plan, then something's gone left.
You're
right?
Going. Like, it's not
It's not decision
time.
You've
got nothing else to do. You're going. Yeah.
Yeah. To me, it's my expectation is college. If you want to provide an alternative.
Now. Right.
Then you have an alternative, not, well, I have a business and I'm going to have a second.
If you're in the NBA and they're knocking down your door,
yeah,
then maybe, you know, you got young legs. Yes. I'm all for it. Okay.
Right. Guaranteed money. Go for it.
Right. But college, even if you don't do anything, it's still a fun experience.
Absolutely.
So why not go?
A lot of growth.
If you got the money.
If you can financially. Right. If you have the money, that's a great point. Like, I'm not asking you to go into debt to get a bullshit degree.
Even if you do, we can pay it's better for it. Than sitting at home while all.
Yeah.
It's such a weird world. Like, when you're in high school, you don't realize that in just a couple months, your whole town's going to be gone and you'll be the asshole sitting at home. You so gotta go.
Yeah. You gotta go. So true. All right. What else?
I don't know. Oh, we got Winter House coming up, which should be fun.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. I think we got the screener. We got to check it out.
Have a question. Who this, this Rittinger, this is a off the wall question. This person, J.D. Rittinger, who passed away.
Yeah.
And his, they're so, the they got J-Lo. They got the Kardashians. They got Ja Rule. They got every
they're
single person
one of
on the
these...
planet licking their assholes. Who the hell are they?
They were like, I think, I don't actually
Ben
know.
Ben Affleck is
from
there.
From what I've understood, they're almost like the original
mega
multi- multi-marketing people. Yeah, they were like, maybe before there was a pyramid scheme, they led. That's like the vibe I got. They somehow created something with marketing that's like,
but why does everyone like really respect them and act like they're family and they're best friends?
Yeah,
and J-Lo hasn't left her side, and J-Lo's busy
somehow. I know,
she's made them money somehow, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It's a fascinating situation. I need the breakdown. I was wondering if Cheryl from Miami would know. If you got the Cheryl, please let us know. Because they're, I think they're Miami people.
Yeah, they're Miami peeps. She may know. Somebody
does. But once I saw J-Lo there, I was knocked off my seat.
I know. Big funeral.
The guy just passed. So he just died from a heart attack. Oh, no. And Nene's son had a heart attack.
Which one?
The young one? Bryce, I think.
No.
He had a heart attack. Yeah.
Alive?
I can't believe I'm breaking that news to you. Yes, he lived, thank God. But he had a heart attack.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's far too young to have a heart attack. He needs to figure it out immediately.
It could it could be an issue, right? A congenitive heart issue or something.
Damn.
We're praying for him.
Okay, listen, I'm too old if I've watched a child grow up and then have a heart attack. That's too many years. That makes me very uncomfortable.
Poor thing. Ugh. Thank God he lived.
That's terrible. Yeah,
I know.
Seriously. All right. On that note,
happy news.
On that note,
terrible.
We'll be back.